an 8 can only attract an 8 and a 10 can only attract a 10. And that has nothing to do with looks that we're talking about. I'm talking about how you are as a person is what you will attract. So if you are a 4, don't complain when, you know, you see these men and women, they walk into your life and then they walk out of your life, or they walk into your life and they walk over you. Well, have you put that work in? Have you set your bar high? So then you invite these, you know, 8s, 9s and 10s into your life. And more than likely, you probably haven't. So at the end of the day, you can only blame you. Yes, the trauma has been there and we might have not been able to influence that, but we can influence how we see ourselves, how we value ourselves. And if you put more time valuing other people's opinions or valuing another person's comfort than you do valuing yourself, then you truly are inviting manipulation into your life. Welcome back to the Prometheus podcast. Luke Anderson here, and I'm joined with Hendry Lay. How are you going, mate?
I'm going pretty good, man. Life is pretty good. I don't really know what else to say, but yeah, how are you?
That's it, mate. Life is pretty good. Yeah, good. Keen to jump right into this. So we'll talk about something that, oh man, it's been stuck on my mind a little bit because I've been talking to a few people and I've noticed how it's a real core theme, right? Where it's like if you treat yourself a certain way, other people around you, they tend to treat you a similar way. Of course, where I'm going with this, it's more in that negative sense, because you would see time and time again, people who either think lower of themselves, they kind of let themselves get away with certain things, they treat themselves poorly, they don't necessarily, you know, love themselves the way that they should, or they're always putting themselves down in a, like, just as negative energy, negative thoughts. It really feeds off on other people, because if you treat yourself like garbage, more than likely the people around you are going to do the same, because, you know, it's just that monkey see, monkey do. They just see you, that you don't care about certain things, you don't value certain things. So why are they going to value those things with you? And you see, it's just such a kind of snowball effect, because, and you might be able to think of a person on the top of your head. I know I surely can. And it's just these people who they're always kind of used as a doormat, if you will, always being walked over. And the real common theme, it's not that they pick, you know, bad boyfriends or girlfriends, or they just have bad friends. Our real common theme is, well, how much do they value themselves? How much do they love themselves? Do they treat themselves like they would treat a friend or a family member? And more times, yeah, than not, is they don't. They don't treat themselves like that. So, yeah, I thought we could dive into a bit. Maybe we'll get some, you know, examples. We'll just pull it apart. But that whole thing about how the standard you set for yourself is how other people treat you, and they treat you the same way that you treat yourself. So if you're not good to yourself, obviously they won't be good to you. So what are your thoughts around that whole, yeah, topic and all of that? We'll just start pulling it apart.
That sounds good, man. It's definitely a good topic to pick apart. It's very relevant in a lot of people's lives. It happens a lot, in my opinion. Like, I've met more than a handful of people who have, like, been so negative to themselves, or who have just had negative thoughts. Like, the people they attract is just that same negative energy, or they'll just attract people that will take advantage of that negative energy and manipulate them. And
go on.
Sorry to cut you off. What's up?
No. You go on. I got it written down. I'll talk about what you just said.
All right. Yeah. But yeah. Well, I think what I really want to say is you play your game. Others don't play your game. So if you don't set the high bar, then others ain't going to match you at that bar. They're going to try meet you at your level, which would be a lot lower. And in that case, the only people that you're going to attract is really people that's going to have a negative impact on the way your mood is, the way you act, and, you know, the way you do things, really. I think a lot of it also stems from childhood, like traumas or childhood experiences people go through. I think from the, I can't remember like the whole statistic or something, but I think it's like from the time you're born to like 7 or something, your personality is shaped based on what you go through during that time period, and that's what usually carries through. And a lot of people go through like from what I've seen is a lot of people go through like pretty traumatic events during those time periods, and they've kind of let it hang on, like hang over their head is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
For the rest of their lives. And that's the cause of them being so negative to themselves, and it leads to all these other negative things.
Yeah, 100%. I just took a bunch of notes that you were talking, because man just hit it all right there. So we'll pull apart that entire that section that you just talked about. So I think, yeah, you're so spot on with this whole, something obviously has happened. It allows people to not set the bar high for themselves. So whether it's, you know, childhood trauma, maybe they come from kind of like a one parent background, even a no parent background, something that as they've grown up, they feel like they're inadequate. When they've grown up, they feel like they're not worth anything, or they're not as good as the people, you know, around them, or they feel like they are a bad person. So they're not deserving of full respect. They're not deserving of loyalty or love or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And whatever that case is, like childhood trauma takes 10 million different types of forms. So yeah, we won't get into that, but obviously you're spot on. That's where it stems from. And if you don't find a way to kind of rise above that in whatever way you need to do, then it always hangs over your head. Now, that's no secret, right? But if it is hanging over your head, then you are kind of day in, day out devaluing yourself. And if you're not showing yourself that value, that love, that respect that you deserve, then it opens a real big market, right? And that's what you talked about. That's where I stopped you halfway, and then you kept going. It opens a real big market for manipulation. Huge market for it, because if the bar is low, anyone comes into your life, tells you not what you need to hear, but what you want to hear. And that's a dangerous line, mm-hmm. because then you feel like, oh, like, you know, I love you. You're the greatest friend I've ever had. You say I'm a 3 out of 10, and that's amazing, because I see myself as a 2 out of 10. Yeah. And then you like kind of, you're easily manipulated by that person in whatever way, whether it's a relationship or just a friendship. They hold a lot of power over you, because mm-hmm. all you have done is set the bar so low. Anyone in your life can walk into it, say a compliment or two, or, you know, point out something, or show a bit of support, or show a bit of interest even, and all of a sudden they own you, and you can be manipulated so bad. And you see that all the time. People, I can think of one example of, you know, a friend I'm talking to right now, and she recently got out of a very long relationship, and she kind of just like mm-hmm. bounced pretty quickly and latched on to someone else, fell into this pretty toxic cycle of already looking like they're in a relationship, which is not really the way you should go. You really need that time to, you know, heal, that time to mm-hmm. have your feet on the ground, be single, and just like, you know, get your head in the right space, not just dive into something that is more controlling or something that is more serious, because that's obviously not what she needs. But at the end of the day, because she went from one to another, because the bar is low, because it's set on saying, well, I can be walked over, then you open up that market for manipulation, and a lot of people, they get tripped up on that. So yeah, anything you want to say on that manipulation aspect?
I think just going by your example and just continuing on that, I guess, is like using relationships is, I don't know, the easiest way to explain it in my opinion is that when a long-term relationship ends, or even if it's just like a short-term relationship and you guys had that deep connection, once you're out of that relationship, if you don't value yourself to be independent and try and work on the issues that you had, because usually there's issues on both parties mm-hmm. during a relationship. And if you don't acknowledge that you have issues to work out, you're just going to want to seek comfort in someone else. And that first person who comes and gives you that kind of level of comfort that you're seeking, you're just going to latch onto them. And I feel like that's probably the case in your friend's example.
Yeah, exactly right. And you mentioned something very important for this topic as we go, because it's easy to stick to one thing.
Yeah,
we'll mention relationships, but yeah, it could be a best friend, it could be, you know, a boss, it could be anything like that. If you mm-hmm. if you don't deal with your own baggage, if you don't put the bar higher than you do, you latch on to whatever you can get, because exactly what you said, you're seeking that comfort, because of course it's painful, it's hard, it's rough. if you deal with the issues, it's a lot easier to, you know, go to someone and seek comfort. It's a lot easier to...
A lot of people just like to sweep it under the rug.
Exactly right. And whatever they can latch onto, they latch onto because they've done exactly what you've just said. So that's that real big part, right? So I think the takeaway for everyone listening is, yes, we do have these traumas and everything, but make sure you're setting that bar high, because you do invite manipulation into your life. You do invite control into your life. If you don't set that bar high, if you don't value yourself high, because this really great way I look at relationships, and I kind of tell people this, if they do have these dramas, it's that, you know, a 5 can only attract a 5, an 8 can only attract an 8, and a 10 can only attract a 10. And that has nothing to do with looks that we're talking about. I'm talking about how you are as a person is what you will attract. So if you are a 4, don't complain when, you know, you see these men and women, they walk into your life and then they walk out of your life, or they walk into your life and they walk over you. Well, have you put that work in? Have you set your bar high? So then you invite these, you know, 8s, 9s, and 10s into your life. And more than likely, you probably haven't. So at the end of the day, you can only blame you. Yes, the trauma has been there, and we might have not been able to influence that, but we can influence how we see ourselves, how we value ourselves. And if you put more time valuing other people's opinions or valuing another person's comfort than you do valuing yourself, then you truly are inviting manipulation into your life.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you, man. Like, and I think, I don't know, these are like my opinion on ways to kind of like work on this like whole journey of yourself, really, is acknowledgement is the first step. You got to acknowledge that you have kind of these negative emotions that's pent up and you're holding it over yourself. And you know, you're not going to be able to fix it in one night or in a week or two. It takes time and it takes little steps, and you gotta slowly acknowledge when you slip into the kind of dark side or the voices in your head, and you gotta cancel that out, and you gotta fill that with positive thinking or with positive energy, and eventually you won't be feeling that whole negative emotion wouldn't be over your head anymore. Instead, all you'll be doing is attracting positive things into your life.
Yeah, and you need to do that because you're so spot on, and that's the only way, right? Because people I speak to, and when I have this kind of conversation and all of that, they like to, again, to use your words, sweep it under the rug, right? And you can't, if you go with the mindset or philosophy of out of sight, out of mind, and you try and sweep it under the rug, then you're missing that first step that Hendra just spoke about. You have failed to acknowledge the situation. You failed to acknowledge negative emotions. You failed to acknowledge toxic relationships. You've failed to acknowledge that you don't love yourself like a friend or a family member, or you don't value yourself like you should. And that needs to be that focus for everyone listening. We're at the start of 2020. You got to really nail that down, because how you see yourself, how you treat yourself, is how other people will see yourself and treat yourself. So acknowledge it and then take the steps to actually love yourself a lot more than you do today. So be good to yourself. You know, take time for yourself, rest, play, make sure you're supporting yourself, buying gifts for yourself, whatever you have to do to set that bar high, set it high, because in 2020 moving forward, let's make sure those snakes are out of the grass. Let's make sure manipulation doesn't have a place in any of our lives.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prometheus podcast, where we aim to bring the fire back to the people.